U.S. troops heading to Europe. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Pentagon ordering 3,000 U.S. service people to positions in Romania, Poland, and Germany as the tensions with Russia over a possible invasion of Ukraine continue to simmer.
This is not troops that will go into Ukraine. They're not fighting in Ukraine. This is us. This is the United States abiding by our commitments under Article 5 to support, reassure our partners in the region.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, about two-thirds of those being deployed are from Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Millions of people in the U.S. are under winter storm warnings. Max Gordon of Fox Weather is in Champaign, Illinois.
Some parts of central Illinois got up to a foot of snow with this round of winter weather, with strong bands of snow showers producing an inch to an inch and a half of snow per hour. There have also been gusty conditions, reducing visibility down to about a quarter mile.
Most of Kentucky and parts of Tennessee, Indiana, and Arkansas are under an ice storm warning, where sleet and snow are being glazed with up to three-quarters of an inch of ice. Kentucky's Governor Andy Beshear declaring a state of emergency.
We are looking at an ice storm that may make travel difficult to impossible at some times in various regions of our state.
There have been significant disruptions in air travel as well, with thousands of flights canceled Wednesday and more expected on Thursday. For the second time in as many weeks, New York City has buried a murdered police officer. Mayor Eric Adams among those eulogizing Officer Wilbert Mora on Wednesday.
Officer Mora was not only a dedicated public servant, but an exceptional young man.
Mora and his partner were ambushed a week and a half ago. Los Angeles police gave a final salute to Fernando Arroyos, who was shot by suspected gang members last month. Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow climbed 224 points, NASDAQ up 71 points, the S&P 500 closing 42 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A potential breakthrough medical news as doctors using gene therapy say they have cured two leukemia patients.
Back in 2010, doctors at the University of Pennsylvania tried experimental gene therapy on two patients. Now they say there is no sign of leukemia in either patient. The two cases in a study published by the journal Nature describing the impact of what's called CAR T-cell therapy. The treatment stays inside the body for years to keep cancer at bay. The process involves genetically modifying a patient's T-cells, then giving them back to the patient through an IV. This is the first long-term study of CAR T therapy. More information is expected as there are tens of thousands of newer patients around the world currently getting the treatment. Jill Nato, Fox News.
President Biden has set a 25-year timeline to cut the country's cancer death rate in half, saying it really can be an American moment to show the world we can do really big things. The president's son, Beau, died from brain cancer in 2015. Four men have been charged in the overdose death of actor Michael K. Williams last year. Federal prosecutor says they were part of a narcotics conspiracy that distributed fentanyl-laced heroin that killed Williams, who gained fame playing Omar Little on The Wire. A setback for the governor of South Dakota and her bid to ban abortion.
Governor Kristi Noem was bucked by her own party Wednesday when a Republican House committee refused to consider a bill that would ban nearly all abortions. The proposal prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, typically around 6 weeks of pregnancy, when many women don't even know they're pregnant. Republicans on the committee argued the measure could complicate other legal battles between the state and Planned Parenthood, which operates the only abortion clinic in South Dakota. Noem, in a news release, expressed disappointment in lawmakers for taking what she says is an unprecedented action by denying a hearing for the bill. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.